You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Yesterday, the government announced that Auckland will remain at alert level 2.5 and the rest of the country in level 2 for at least one more week. On September 21st, we will see the rest of the country enter level 1. And Auckland will hear about a reassessment of its alert levels then also. The Prime Minister also announced that physical distancing and capacity requirements on buses and planes were no longer applicable in level 2 or even level 2.5. However, people are still encouraged to wear masks while on public transport. This announcement got me thinking, and to be honest, feeling a little nervous about getting back on a crowded bus with community cases still being reported in Auckland. I spoke to Chief Executive of Changing Minds, Taimi Allen, about this feeling. Changing Minds is a not-for-profit organisation run by people with lived experience, and I wanted to talk to her a little bit about how the returning to whatever our new kind of normal is and how that is affecting people's mental health. So here is Taimi. Does lifting COVID-19 restrictions, such as the enforced physical distancing and capacity on public transport and even changing alert levels, have an impact on people's mental health?
Mental health is such an individual thing. I think what we need to hold true is that we have learnt some really great skills that will take us no matter what level we're in. So if physical restrictions are lifted, that doesn't mean that you can't try and keep your distance or wear a mask or gloves or take hand sanitizer with you, the things that make you feel safe. And the best news about that is that in the past, when people needed those things to feel safe anyway, they felt strange, or they felt like they were not of the norm, or that people might be looking at them strangely. No one will be looking at us strangely for protecting ourselves now. It'll be the norm, you know, to use your hand sanitizer and put your mask on and things like that. So do the things that make you feel safe, I guess, is what I'm referring to there, yeah.
And so I suppose that idea of sort of learning new ways to do things now that we've been going through the pandemic for quite some time now, have you noticed a difference in how the first lockdown affected people and now this idea of sort of returning to normality and how that's affected people?
Yeah, that's right. Look, we've gone through a bit of a roller coaster, haven't we? Because the very first lockdown, our mental health was affected, or we were fearful of the virus itself. So we were making sure that we were doing things that helped us not to catch the virus. And so that was where most of the fear was, and that was when, you know, people were, you know, crashing the supermarkets and things like that to try and stock up. And then we went back to normality for a while, whatever that looked like, and then we went back into our second lockdown, and the kind of the fear and the way that affected our mental health was very different, because it was no longer about the virus but about the insecurity of our future. So people were anxious about, you know, what does this mean long term for me? Am I going to be able to hold on to my job? You know, if I've lost my job, what are the chances of me getting a new one? How is this going to affect us in the long term? So the way that affects us is a little bit different than it is if it's kind of short term and acute. So what we're looking at now is kind of a chronic crisis. We might be in and out of this for a little while. And so it's really important to note that there are some people that quite like the idea of a lockdown, and they're saying, you know, particularly if they've had mental health issues before, that suddenly the world understands what isolation and depression and anxiety feels like. So I feel a little bit like my experiences are normalized. But then there are others that, you know, the insecurity of their future might be really challenging their well-being, and that's really important to note that we're kind of going through a bit of a collective trauma right now, and it's okay to feel a bit wobbly, and it's okay to tell people that you're feeling a bit wobbly, because those people that are feeling strong are going to be the ones that are going to be able to support you.
I was going to ask something similar. Is it okay for New Zealanders to feel nervous about restrictions easing despite COVID-19 cases still being reported in the community?
100%. I would